Nobody calls it murder if a plant is the culprit, but some plants are just born to kill. Lush fields of insect-eating pitcher plants are now in full flower in the still, soupy bogs of southern Mississippi. The plants are designed by nature to outwit unsuspecting prey, which is to say the spiders, bugs, and other insects try to bite their leaves and instead just skid down the plant's leaves and die. The leaves extract nutrients from the decaying remains of the bugs, and the plants become even more vibrant, even more beautiful, ever more alluring to unsuspecting insects. Jeanette Hardy writes about plants native to the Gulf Coast. She joins us from a bog in southern Mississippi, just outside Picayune. Ms. Hardy, glad to have you back with us.
Thank you.
And tell us what you're looking at now so we can get an appreciation for it.
Well, I'm sitting on the edge of a pitcher plant bog, looking out at thousands of Sarracenia, or pitcher plants, and they're spread out as far as I can see. It's a perfect day for them because the temperature and the humidity are running a neck and neck at a steamy, probably 85 to 90. If I could compare what I'm looking at, I'd say it would work to imagine a coral reef out of water. This place, this bog, looks like it's emerged from the sea. And the flowers on the pitcher plants look like supercharged anemones. The stems themselves resemble tapered funnels with little hoods hovering over the top. And the sides are marked with red vein-like markings. It's all set to attract mosquitoes and bees and flies. And they are just helplessly drawn to the veins and to the intoxicating smell of decaying little bugs that are down in the bottom of the plant.
Boy, that smells good. Go ahead.
At the top of each funnel, there's a rolled collar, and sometimes they're red and sometimes they're yellow or red or pink. And multiply this image by thousands, and you can start to imagine what it looks like here. It's a rare sight, and not many people get to see it.
Are pitcher plants like Venus flytraps? Not that I really know what they are, but of course in the cartoon version of Venus flytraps, the flying insect perches on the flower and thwap, they're gone.
Well, they're like Venus flytraps to a degree, but a pitcher plant is a passive carnivore, meaning that the bug just sort of is lured down into the funnel where it meets its end. And when you see a bug approach a Venus flytrap, the teeth close around it like it's almost like thinking about a cat with a lizard between its teeth.
Do people have to worry about pitcher plants?
Not unless you go into a bog barefooted. The nurseryman here, Coleman Tarnack, who harvests this bog, uses Venus flytraps as ground cover. And I don't know whether that's to keep out unwanted visitors, but you know, you might think of that as a strange gardening tip, Scott.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out why I'd want to grow one of these things. I wouldn't want to grow anything, but why would... Because they're pretty, right?
Well, that's one of the reasons, but people who love pitcher plants also seem to be engaged by the fact that they're so weird. The workings of them are so strange, and when you're sitting in this bog and you're looking out, it's an exquisite sight, but when you think about what's going on inside these pitcher plant stems, which could have more than a dozen bugs in them that are being in the process of being attracted to death.
I mean, it's Silence of the Lambs in the botanical world out there.
That's exactly right. So they're complex. I mean, they're beautiful on the outside, and they're a little shop of horrors on the inside.
Now, I believe we describe pitcher plants as rare. Are they endangered?
They're very endangered. And there was a time around 1900 when the entire coastal meadow along the Gulf of Mexico from Texas to Florida was just about nothing but pitcher plant bog except for the floodplains around the Mississippi River. But they were very important in the Native American culture, and it was the Native Americans who learned how to grow them, and they preserved them up until development of this part of the country.
And would it be fair to extrapolate that if pitcher plants began to fade even more, the supply of bugs would increase more than people would want?
Well, that's exactly right. And that's why they're important to the biodiversity of the Southeast.
Ms. Hardy, thanks very much.
It's a pleasure to talk to you, Scott.
Nice being with you in the bog.
Thanks.
Jeanette Hardy speaking with us from a bog just outside of Picayune, Mississippi.